Stadium in Moore, Oklahoma, where the Redskins will remain unbeaten in district play as they'll take this one. They now lead 55-12 over the Moore Lions. Rick Corey with Richard Johns. Zach Jones is not with us tonight. He'll be back next week. Also on the sidelines, by the way, is Doc Blevins, who's got a special interview. Doc?
Spencer, you played quarterback all your life. You switched your receiver. What a game you had tonight. Were you happy with the result?
Oh, I was for sure happy. It's been a long grind all the way from playing quarterback all my life to switching to receiver, but I want to do what was best, and in the end, it's been working out so far.
You think you made a good decision?
Yes, of course, yes.
Well, watching a nice game, I guarantee everybody else thinks you did. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is Spencer Shadle, who has been so good for the Redskins in the last couple of weeks. Had a touchdown at Mustang, had the touchdown here tonight. He's really added that deep threat that Union was kind of missing. Kickoff from Noah Rauschenberg goes into the end zone, so Moore will take it over at their own 20-yard line. A new quarterback for them, Jake Woodring, who is a young guy. He's only a sophomore at 5'10", 171 yards, and this won't take long. There's 30 seconds on the play clock, and they haven't started, the game clock. They haven't started the play clock, so this is going to go under 20, and now they're going to start it. They have it at zero, so the Moore Lions will probably run one play and get this thing over with. As a matter of fact, I think Woodring wants to run one play. He's trying to hurry his team out there. 15 on the game clock, 55-12, Union leads. And Woodring brings him up. 8 seconds now on the play clock. Woodring is going to hand that ball off on the right side. And taken down after a gain of about three is Moore's Joshua Green. And that is going to be a final tackle in this game made by Union's Jacob Bajek. So that goes to zero, and we are done. Here in Moore, Oklahoma, the Redskins win 55-12. We'll be back with the postgame in a moment. This is Union Football on KRMG.
I'm Amy Arendt, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. It's very meaningful to me when I hear customers talk about how Madison Reed at-home hair color has changed their lives. Here's Vicki, one of our very first customers.
Coloring my own hair is easier than I ever imagined. The best part? I no longer have to sit in a salon and pay over $100 to have this done. Now I color it when it's convenient for me, and it takes less than an hour. People compliment me on how great my color is, and my hair is incredibly soft and healthy looking.
Experience beautiful, multi-dimensional, ammonia-free, salon-quality color for under $25. Join the hundreds of thousands of women who have tried and loved Madison Reed. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code TOP. That's code TOP. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
I used to post to job boards only to be overwhelmed with resumes,
which made it easy to miss a great candidate.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology finds the right people
and actively invites them to apply.
So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining, bad odors, and lead with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodclearwater.com. That's goodclearwater.com.
Here's how you can put in just a little effort and help our schools in a big way. Just switch your checking account to TTCU Federal Credit Union. You get $150 for switching, and every time you use your school pride card, TTCU donates to our schools.
With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.2% as of 6/1/18. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/18. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
So make the switch and make a difference.
At Classic Chevrolet, we believe in keeping it simple when it comes to buying a car. Log on to classicchevrolet.net. Find the car you want. Message us. Make us an offer. Then find out what your car is worth. Get approved for financing. Come see us. Sign the papers and drive your new car home today. It's that simple. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car. Classic Chevrolet in Owosso, where a handshake matters. Online at classicchevrolet.net.
You're listening to the flagship station of Union High School football, News 102.3 KRMG.
Welcome back to Moore School Stadium in Moore, Oklahoma, where the Redskins win this one by a score of 55-12. Rick Corey along with Jeff Johns, Richard Johns, and Doc Blevins down on the field. So this one goes to the Redskins, and it was really an interesting performance because Union came out very good offensively, and Moore came out on fire on offense, really confused the Union defense. But then they kind of found themselves, if you will, and they solved that riddle. So, Jeff, what did they do to solve it?
Excellent question, and I think really the credit just goes to the defensive coaching staff. They made a lot of adjustments, and they changed up a couple of things. They moved a deep man, so they lined up JoJo Nichols way back, sometimes 20 yards back. They brought in guys like Dawson Prock on just special packages, like Josh Frederick on special packages, who would just come in just to put pressure on the quarterback or to spy. Highshaw and just make sure he doesn't get out of the backfield into that second level. Sorry, it's a little weird to me now that we don't have that crowd
yes,
mic.
It's a little different.
It's silent in this booth.
Yeah, and I'll explain that here for a second. They did a very nice job of building the stadium here in Moore, and all three of their schools use it. But one of the things they did was completely seal the broadcast booths. So, I mean, you cannot get a signal out of these windows. You cannot get wireless equipment to work in these windows. It's very difficult to get anything outside here. So what we've been doing all night long is we ran about 100 feet of cord next door, and Andy Irwin, who's the video guy at Union, was kind enough to help us out. We had a crowd mic over there, but Andy just came in to get his stuff. So we are without. We are basically broadcasting from a phone booth now. So one of the things Union did, and Jeff, you're right, because what you do with a quarterback like that is you don't pressure him as much other than with your down guys. You kind of spy him, or you sit back the way Tom Landry used to do with that old Doomsday defense where you played that flex. And then you make him make a decision. And when they did that and started making him make decisions, his throwing accuracy is not bad, but he came in at about 57%, and that's not enough to beat a good football team.
No, but it is higher than his average so far this season. He came in at 53%, so that's what you expect. And with guys like that, you say, hey, I'm going to let you pass the ball. You show me that you can do it, and he didn't. And we've got some really talented defensive backs who made great coverage. And once they were allowed to just put their guys on islands, they started to really do what they do well, which is get tight on that coverage and not let their guys loose.
Well, then the other thing that happened there, too, is offensively, I thought this was the best running game for Union thus far. They did a very good job of overall running the football. Of course, we mentioned Darius a couple of weeks ago had 300 yards. But in this game, everybody ran it well. The offensive line was good, and Darius just kind of wore them down.
And it wasn't just like you said, it wasn't just Darius Boone. Elijah Tomlin came in, and I think that's more plays that we've seen him in than on the offensive side of the ball than any other game so far this season. He came in, and let's see, and we've got some rushing stats for you there. But Elijah Tomlin came in, ran the ball effectively. Jalen Smith ran the ball effectively. Jalen had 8 carries for 48 yards. Elijah Tomlin had 2 for 21. And everybody that came in just had that next guy up mentality that we heard about a few weeks ago on the air, where it doesn't matter who's going in. You know that when it's your turn, when it's your turn to line up, you have to go in and you have to give everything that you have. And we saw that.
Yeah, Xavier Dandridge, as a matter of fact, he's listed 3 carries for 15 yards, but when he carried it, he was dangerous, and he caught a touchdown pass as well tonight. So we'll give you a look at these stats real quickly. First of all, the 513 total yards for Union sounds kind of like last year, doesn't it? So overall, 273 passing yards, 240 on the ground. Peyton Thompson was 18 of 22 for 267 and 3 touchdowns. He's our player of the game, and undoubtedly, deservedly so. Trenton Smith went 1 of 2 for 6 yards. Darius Boone, 15 carries for 148 yards and 3 scores. Smith, 8 carries for 48 yards and had his touchdown, and they got called back, unfortunately, for Jalen. And we mentioned Dandridge, 3 for 15, and Jones, 1 for 1. Receiving, Darius had 2 catches for 13 yards. Spencer Shettle, 3 for 70 and his touchdown. Green, 2 for 17. Dillard, 2 for 16. Dandridge, 2 for 43 and a score. And Pearson, 4 for 92. On the other side of things, at the half, Moore was near about 200 yards of offense. They finished with 288. 94 rushing yards, 194 through the air. Highshaw was 15 of 28 for 194 and a score. So, again, he's right at that 52-53% range. He also ran it 14 times for 60 yards. Fogle ran it 8 times for 26 yards. But really, it was Buckheit who was their guy. He had 10 catches for 136 yards and a touchdown tonight, and Buckheit was the guy. There's no question. Yeah, Moore at the half had 210, 288 to finish the game, so 78 yards in the second half. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have our visit with Doc Blevins down on the field with head coach Kirk Frederick. This is Redskins Football on KRMG.
I'm Amy Arrett, founder of Madison Reed, a hair color company I named after my daughter. It's very meaningful to me when I hear customers talk about how Madison Reed at-home hair color has changed their lives. Here's Vicki, one of our very first customers.
Coloring my own hair is easier than I ever imagined. The best part? I no longer have to sit in a salon and pay over $100 to have this done. Now I color it when it's convenient for me, and it takes less than an hour. People compliment me on how great my color is, and my hair is incredibly soft and healthy looking.
Experience beautiful, multidimensional, ammonia-free, salon-quality color for under $25. Join the hundreds of thousands of women who have tried and loved Madison Reed. Find your perfect shade at madison-reed.com and get 10% off plus free shipping on your first color kit. Use code TOP. That's code TOP. Try it. Love it. That's the beauty of Madison Reed.
Hi, this is Matt McCoy, and as many of you know, I've been on some winning teams my entire career. I'm now on another winning team, State Farm Insurance. For the first 50 Redskin fans who stop by my office and let us give you a quote, we will give you a free gift card to Oklahoma Joe's Barbecue. It's literally that easy. And ask me about getting your free Oklahoma Joe's gift card at 918-615-6634. Or stop by our office at 81st and 129th. We look forward to meeting you.
Hi, I'm Jeff with Redbud Physical Therapy. I want to share some critical facts about the importance of receiving quality care. Did you know that getting an MRI before engaging in physical therapy can cost up to $5,000 more than if you would have started physical therapy first? If you start physical therapy within 14 days of an injury, you could save up to 50% in medical costs. When you're in need of physical therapy, visit redbudpt.com. Redbud has 15 locations across Northeast Oklahoma to serve you. Redbud Physical Therapy is excited to be a proud sponsor of the Union Redskins.
Hey, Mom, I found a way for you to feel good when you buy stuff. Just move our checking account to TTCU. Every time you use your school pride card, they donate to our schools, and you can get $150 for switching. So come on, Mom, let's move to TTCU.
With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.2% as of 6/1/18. Checking account must be opened by 10/31/18. Bonus requirements must be met within 60 business days of account opening. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
Start your morning off the right way with the Rush Limbaugh Morning Update, driven by Primo Mitsubishi in Bixby. Listen live during the KRMG Morning News with Dan Potter every weekday morning at 7:54 on News 102.3 and AM 740. And come see us at PrimoMitsubishi.com.
You could win tickets to see Celtic Thunder's North American Tour at Hard Rock Hotel and Casinos The Joint, Thursday, November 29th. Text THUNDER right now to 95920 and you're entered to win Celtic Thunder at The Joint. Standard text rates apply.
This is the home of Union High School football. News 102.3 KRMG.
Back at Moore School Stadium in Moore, Oklahoma, where the Redskins win tonight 55-12 over the Moore Lions. Let's get down to the field and get our interview post-game with the head coach of the Redskins, Kirk Frederick, and our own Doc Blevins. Doc?
Coach, was there anything you could find to not like about tonight's performance? That was a great all-around game.
Yeah, I was really proud of our guys. We executed pretty well, and defensively, Moore came out with an attack that we hadn't seen before from them, and gave us an opportunity to go through a lot of adjustments defensively early on, and couldn't be more proud of our guys, our staff, and our kids for making those adjustments and getting their offense to a point where we could get it under control.
It seems kind of odd, but people do that, don't they? Come out with new looks.
They do, and credit to them and their coaches, you know, for coming out with the scheme that, you know, definitely made us work. And, again, just proud of the way our kids are playing. We're playing with a lot of momentum, and our guys are playing with a lot of spirit. And this, you know, coming over, it's not easy on a Thursday night to travel 2 hours and play football, and our guys came out ready to go.
All right, and you often talk about teams that are going to break a few big ones, but if we're patient, we're going to get it done. This was kind of one of those nights, wasn't it?
Yeah, it really was, you know, and again, it just took our guys a couple of opportunities. We have some great teaching points out of this that allow us to to make some good adjustments. We'll learn a lot from it and hopefully get better.
You talked about on our pregame show that you wanted the running game to come out and really attack and be physical. How'd you feel about that?
Yeah, I thought it was a good start. You know, it's definitely never going to probably be satisfied right now as a head coach, but I thought that our running backs ran hard. I thought that our line was being physical up front, and we were able to move the football most of the night.
You know, one guy that got my attention just because he played quarterback all his life and has become such a force now is Spencer Shadle.
Yeah, Spencer's did a really nice job. Love the way he plays, blocking hard, making catches. Really proud of Spencer.
Well, congratulations, and let's go get him next week in Norman.
Sounds good. Thanks, Doc.
All right, that is Doc Blevins with Kirk Frederick on the sidelines. Thank you very much, Doc Blevins, for your work tonight. So the final word here is still unbeaten in district play. And let's don't get carried away. Now, much like what happened last week, Union faced a team last week that had not played, you know, or a couple weeks ago in Mustang, that had not played one of those teams from our side of the state, and they got blown out. This is a Moore team that had been very good lately but had not played a team from this side of the state. On the other side of things, Union has played very well in the last four games, and that's great, but they have not been, it's not been the same level of competition. You do have to continue to get better, and you don't want to kind of rest on this and think to yourself, we're where we need to be.
Absolutely, and I think from what we saw tonight, we saw a lot of things that Union did right. There were obviously a lot of penalties, and we can debate about whether or not some of those were legitimate. They were not, but Union showed a lot of spirit. They showed a lot of heart. They played very, very hard from the beginning to the end of the game. And no matter who walked in, they all played with that same level of intensity. So you're right. When that level of competition comes down a little bit, you have to step up your mentality.
Absolutely.
Your mental game has to be extremely tough so that you know every time you have to approach it looking at guys in blue and saying, no, that's not Moore. That's Jinx. I'm going after Jinx. Or I'm going after Broken Arrow this year, as good as BA is. And I thought Union did a very good job of that, especially with, as you saw, going later in the game, they just kept running harder and harder and harder.
Well, they say it's a good night to be a Redskin, and it is. You do have to keep your focus going down the road as Union continues. Next week will be only about, 10 miles from here, a little bit to the north, but it'll be a week and one day from now as Union will be here to play Norman North. So the final here, 55-12, and the Redskins remain unbeaten. Thanks to Mike Downing for helping us on this Thursday night back at the station. Thank you to Doc Blevins for helping, and of course to also Bo Snyder for being with us here at the half, also for Jeff Johns and Richard Johns. And we have one thing to do before we go. You have a new award you want to give out.
Yeah, that's right. I would like to give out my Heart of a Redskin Award. Shades of Jeff Johns out there on the receiving corps. I'd like to give a big shout out to Vinny Patel. He went in one play right at the end of the game. The ball did not go to his side of the field. He blocked his heart out, and he held the block 5 seconds after the whistle. That is how you show Redskin spirit. You play from the beginning, as soon as the ball snapped, and you go all the way until the whistle's blown.
So that's our very first Heart of the Redskin Award. I like it. You know, we'll see if we can get that sponsored. There's got to be some salespeople listening. So the final score from Moore, 55-12 Redskins. We'll join you in 8 days from Norman North. This is Union Football on KRMG.
This Sunday, hear how today's hottest issues could affect financial markets. This is Stan Rittner. Tune into our show, Your Money for All Seasons, Sunday at noon on KRMG.
Often imitated, never duplicated, Hall of Fame quarterback Brett Favre turns 49 today.
Ooh, happy birthday, Brett.
Now, he's known for his last-minute heroics and his scrambling abilities. Have you been scrambling around wondering how to get top dollar for that vehicle that you're driving? At Jim Norton Chevy, it just so happens we want to buy your old vehicle. Here's Casey Lane.
Any make, any model, any condition. So if your old truck is 3 years old or 30 years old with lime green paint, we're going to buy it because we're always in full-blown purchase mode. Come see us and get a free appraisal on your vehicle. We're not going to try to sell you a car, but we will definitely make a top-of-the-line offer to buy yours, and we'll put it in writing. It only takes 15 minutes, and it's absolutely free.
And if you think that Brett Favre is great in a pickup game, you should see us.
That's right.
Our pickup game is top-notch. Just log on at JimNortonChevy.com for all the details, or hurry to the all-new Jim Norton Chevy right here in Broken Arrow, exit 145 off the BA.
Jim Norton Chevy.
CD.
dealer for details. Restrictions apply.
At Classic Chevrolet, we believe in keeping it simple when it comes to buying a car. Log on to ClassicChevrolet.net. Find the car you want. Message us. Make us an offer. Then find out what your car is worth. Get approved for financing. Come see us. Sign the papers and drive your new car home today. It's that simple. We don't want to just sell you a car. We want to help you buy a car. Classic Chevrolet in Owosso, where a handshake matters. Online at ClassicChevrolet.net.
Hi, this is Wavy Davey. I'll be riding and would love for you to join me in honoring Americans veterans by participating in the DAV 5K Run, Walk, Roll, and Motorcycle Ride on Saturday, November 3rd at Guthrie Green. Register at DAV5K.org.
From the Ferguson Buick GMC Studios, KRMG FM, Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa. You've been listening to Union Redskins Football.
Brought to you by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Matt McCoy State Farm, and Red Butt Physical Therapy.
On News 102.3 KRMG, make sure you go to KRMG.com and the KRMG app for a complete replay of tonight's coverage. For KRMG's Rick Corey and the rest of the game crew, good night.